This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Veeam. Do you care about backups? Of course you don't. Nobody cares about backups. Stop lying to yourselves. You care about restores, usually right after you didn't care enough about backups. If you're tired of the vulnerabilities, costs, and slow recoveries when using snapshots to restore your data, assuming that you even have them at all, living in AWS land, there's an alternative for you. Check out Veeam. That's V-E-E-A-M for secure, zero-fuss AWS backup that won't leave you high and dry when it's time to restore. Stop taking chances with your data. Talk to Veeam. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. I always empathize with Charlie Brown's experience with his teacher in the Peanuts TV specials. Whenever she talked, the only sounds Charlie Brown heard were womp, womp, womp. And that's effectively what I hear whenever I attend a webinar, sit through a formal class, or go to a conference talk that's centered around trying to teach me the intricacies of a technology. Everyone learns differently, and as I've said before, my preferred learning mechanism is, of course, shitposting. Why? Well, the only way to get the technology to stick for me is to build something with it, and then, of course, shitpost about it. Currently, I'm building a new production service with the intention of running it in containers orchestrated by Kubernetes, and that means that it's time for me to learn that dread platform. I must have seen a good dozen presentations by now on how to get started with Kubernetes. As you might expect, they went in one of my ears and promptly out the other, since my skull is apparently a pretty poor container. I tend to consider most things through the framing that there are depths to understanding it. Linux is a great example of this. It's become remarkably user-friendly for certain values of friendly over the years, but when things go sideways, it becomes something far beyond arcane. In my past life as a Linux systems administrator, I wanted to hit new depths of understanding by learning the fundamentals that underlie the usually functional system. One tutorial that changed my career trajectory is Linux from Scratch, a lengthy book that guides you through building a Linux system entirely from source code. Would you ever do such a thing in production? I sure hope not. There are worlds better ways to deploy Linux to production, no matter what production looks like in your particular case. There are better paths for servers, desktops, embedded systems, containers, and way more, because the heavy lifting has been done for you already. But that's not what Linux from Scratch is about. Done correctly, you're going to learn a heck of a lot over the week or month or however long you spend going through the process. It was exactly the kind of hands-on tutorial that I needed for Linux. Fortunately, the same kind of thing exists for Kubernetes too. One of the best guides to Kubernetes that I've found yet is authored by one of the best humans I've ever met, Kelsey Hightower. Several years ago, he wrote Kubernetes the Hard Way, which takes a similar approach of getting a Kubernetes cluster up and running. It doesn't force you to compile source code yourself, although you could, but it does walk you through building a custom Kubernetes cluster from scratch atop of 6 Google Cloud instances. My only engagement with Kubernetes the Hard Way before now was to register and repoint the spoof domain kubernetestheeasyway.com. Go check out where that leads. I'll wait. I'll also repoint that to the highest bidder, but I digress. I recently ran through Kelsey's Kubernetes tutorial in an afternoon and decided immediately that I'd move too quickly. I'd copied and pasted commands with only a cursory understanding of what they did, rather than painstakingly and methodically researching every flag. This is my failure, not the tutorial's. Fortunately, I know how to fix this in ways that get around my own reluctance to sit through tedium, re-implement Kubernetes the hard way on AWS instead of Google Cloud. Just as AWS offers Elastic Kubernetes Service, or EKS, Google Cloud offers Google Kubernetes Engine, or GKE. It's great, and it's also very much not what Kubernetes the hard way is about. Instead of leveraging the higher up the stack services that you should absolutely be using if you're doing anything other than a learning exercise, it spins up 6 virtual machines that you can log into. From there, you get to install Kubernetes from source. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, Visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense.
What I learned is that Google Cloud's approach to spinning up VMs is far more straightforward and less arcane than doing the same things in EC2. The painful part on both platforms is setting up the networking first. In the Google version, you need to create a VPC, then a subnet. And within that subnet, you create two firewall rules and add a load balancer and static IP. In AWS land, you do much the same, but it is significantly more annoying. You create a VPC and then a subnet, but then you need to create an internet gateway and a route table, and then you attach the route table to the subnet and then a security group that needs two distinct rules added to it. And after that's done, you're effectively back on the undiverged path. You create six VMs or instances, and you continue with the tutorial. The rest of the process doesn't diverge all that much, although Google makes it easier to run commands on an instance from your workstation's CLI. AWS's approach to this is significantly wordier, so I mostly bypassed it entirely. The most maddening part of all of this was, at one point, the nodes would simply not come up in the cluster on AWS. I gave up and shut things down for the night because I'm first and foremost a cloud economist and dislike paying money for things that aren't adding value. When I came back the following day, everything just worked at boot, which is the worst of all possible outcomes. Because, I don't know, have you tried restarting it? Is the rallying cry of the Windows world. It's a last resort in Unix operating systems. After all, as the nursery rhyme goes, a Unix admin must be root, a Windows admin must reboot. What, your childhood wasn't full of systems administration deep dives? The fact that the cluster worked at boot is even worse, just because it means that there's deep magic going on that I don't fully understand. Not understanding how something works is a dangerous sign because you don't want unknown things taking down production in the middle of the night. Plus, remember, the whole point of this exercise was to understand how Kubernetes works. So in all, I feel like I understand Kubernetes a lot better after going through this, which is a far cry from liking it, of course. That remains an unexplored area. The process was undoubtedly more frustrating building on AWS. Kelsey does work at Google Cloud. So for any doubters, creating Kubernetes the hard way using Google Cloud was absolutely the right decision. It's not because he's trying to drum up business for his employer. Having done this twice now, Google Cloud's simplicity is night and day from the finicky nature of AWS's EC2 APIs. My finalized working run-through now lives at kubernetesthemuchharderway.com, and there's more to come next year in this periodic Kubernetes exploration series.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.